Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Now, as always on Fridays, yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets a chance to hang out with you for the first hour. Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas. What he does is still unknown, but he keeps us on the air, and we need him desperately, so we thank him very much, keeping us on the air again from one coast to another. I've got to start with a story that it's almost incomprehensible. The first time I heard it, I didn't believe it. Five or six publications later, countless newscasts confirming it. And finally here on this Friday afternoon slash evening, I'm willing to admit that America has completely lost its way. Why? A judge has ruled now that illegal immigrants have gun rights protected by the Second Amendment. A federal judge in Illinois, by the way, appointed by Barack Obama, has decided that the Constitution protects the gun rights of non-citizens who enter the United States illegally. Did you guys get that? Did you understand what I just said? My head's going to explode. My head is going to explode right now. So the people pouring across the border of the United States of America, pouring across the border by the thousands, unvetted, no idea who they are. These other countries have literally opened up their prisons and let out their gang members, the worst of the worst, to make their way across the border into the United States. And some asinine judge appointed by Barack Obama in Illinois, of all places, deems that Illinois, Chicago, is so dangerous that everyone should have the opportunity to have a gun. That's what she ruled. That's where we are in this upside down, lost country. We are lost, man. Rapists, murderers, sex offenders, drug dealers, all coming across our border. And now they're all going to be armed because you can't vet them. You don't know what their criminal background is. They come in, okay, here, give them a gun. The only way the liberal Democrats would have ever gotten to this opinion on guns, where guns are okay, is if it were okay for illegal aliens to have them. If illegal aliens want it, they get it. No matter what it is, they get it. That's where we are. In this absolutely upside down country, and you continue to back and support this treachery. You break the law when you come in here, and we hand you a gun. That's the American way. I don't even know what to say. I had to read it like from four different outlets, three different times, before I could even consider it being actually true. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. You are a criminal. Every day I pick up the paper, every day I read through the news. Every day, somebody's assaulted, killed, raped, murdered. Every day, walking down the streets of this city, New York, San Francisco, L.A., Chicago, illegal aliens, immigrants, these wonderful people who we now have armed are running down people, harassing people, chasing people, all while they're living in hotels on my dime and your dime. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of this. I've had enough. How can you not have had enough? How can you be okay with any of this? How can you just sit there at night when you get home from work, crack open a beer and watch television and not do a goddamn thing about any of it? How? Have you given up? Is it over? Every day they do something else. Every single day. Like Chinese water torture. Drip, 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 and then it's over. Over. You're dead. You know, the biggest asset of every nation is the people that are in it. And a key component of that is the security of the nation. The security of the people. We have to have trust in leadership, which I have completely lost. There is no trust. I don't know how every legislator today is not screaming on Capitol Hill about this ruling. But we have no financial stability. We have no trust. We have no rule of law. We have anarchy at our southern border. And let me show you something else, too. And this has all happened in a finite amount of time. Now, you might say, well, it's been leading up to this. I would disagree with that. I would think that there was a huge hiccup in all of this chaos when Trump became president. You could certainly say the 8 years under Obama were pointing directly towards this. But there was a hiccup, and now we're back on that track. And even though you all, and now I'm talking to our Democrat friends, you all see what's happening on the news. You all see it. You all read it. You see things and stories like now illegal immigrants have Second Amendment rights. And they can become police officers. And they're living in hotels paid by you, getting Medicare paid by you, getting food paid by you, all while flipping us off and laughing in our face and spitting on our face and attacking the women and children, raping them, in some cases killing them. Not all of the people, but some are doing that. And you watch your savings dwindle. And you watch this insanity inside the school system with boys being girls and girls being boys. And you watch this president who is completely incapable of doing a job, the most important job on the planet. And you are going to look me in the face, in the eyes, and say, that's a better choice? He's a better option? We might be at the most dangerous time in the history of this country, and I am now including the Civil War. We're unstable. We're reckless. We spend with abandon. The regular average citizenry, nobody cares about them. Because you know what it is? You're being replaced. You're being replaced. It's a pretty simple equation. So here we all are this afternoon, huddled around the radio, contemplating what's next for the once great United States of America? Illegals flood the border, taxes through the roof, squatters living in other people's homes, violent crime on the increase, people getting maimed and slaughtered, the patriotism level in this country at an all-time low. A Supreme Court justice doesn't quite think the First Amendment is for the United States government. Did you guys get a chance to hear that one? That's the latest one for our most recently confirmed Supreme Court justice, who thinks, well, I mean, free speech and the First Amendment kind of gets in the way for what government is trying to accomplish. She said it. I didn't. She did. That's where we are as a country. And I don't even know if there is a time and a place that we could look back at history, because history often repeats itself. I don't know if there's a time when we can look back, aside maybe from the fall of Babel, or when the ancient Greek civilizations fell apart. Maybe go far that far back, but I can't think of an actual accurate portrayal of what we have become. A country seemingly void of not only responsibility, but moral conviction. We've got essentially pornography on every single social media site. And speaking of social media, we've got legislators who want to ban social media because they claim TikTok is, I don't know, involved in some kind of espionage. I do know if they're stealing my data, I think they should shut them down. Otherwise, people are, you know, people have a right to be stupid. People have a right to act like jackasses. People have a right for their 15 seconds of TikTok fame, whatever the hell that means. I don't even know. That's the society that we have cultivated. So in a world now where Americans are, in some cases, struggling just to survive, to put food on the table and keep their family safe for whatever reason, now have to deal with another layer of insanity by illegal immigrants now having access to firearms, protected under our Second Amendment rights. So you break into the country, go down to your local gun shop, fill out a couple forms, voila. Guess what? You'll have every right, every single right all the rest of us have. That is modern day America. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to tell you except this is a desperate time, and desperate measures may be at hand. We have to figure out how, at all costs, how to get rid of the administration that's in Washington. They are the tip of the spear. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's how we begin the broadcast here on this Friday afternoon slash evening, depending upon where you are listening to me. My name is Lee Elsie. You can like my YouTube page. That would be fabulous. Subscribe to that. Shoot me an email if you'd like, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Quick break. We'll come right back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his $1 in a billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or anytime in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned, America-first company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, WarBeef.com. WarBeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at WarBeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply. Our farms, food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At WarBeef.com, you'll only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to WarBeef.com and get 15% off. That's WarBeef.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could be...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back, USA Audio Network. Short segment here, wandering into my studio here in Connecticut as we're broadcasting on the USA Audio Network across the entire country. He's a very good friend of mine. He's actually on his way to a Tony Orlando concert, last concert ever for Tony Orlando over at our friend's place, Mohegan Sun Casino, which is literally a couple of golf shots from where I am right now. But Tom Cantone is basically the president of all entertainment over there. And he's been just an incredible critic of social media. And the reason why I wanted to ask him to come on here this afternoon / this evening across the country is I wanted to get his opinion, A, on TikTok in general and, you know, what to do about the poison that is social media. So, Tom, first, welcome to the show. I appreciate you coming on for just a couple minutes. But what are your thoughts? What should people do about social media?
Unplug, I implore you, please. Unplug from the news. It's terrible. It's poison. Unplug from social media. I hate it. It's the reason why we're in this dilemma. Yeah, we had problems years ago. People say this is worse it's ever been. I don't think so. I grew up during, you know, the Vietnam War protest. Watts was burning. Things were really bad when I grew up, you know, but we didn't have social media to tell the world if one person had a bad day and then we're all to blame for it. You know, that's the disconnect right now. You know, people say, oh my God, that person that did that, well, he was mentally ill.
Right.
He didn't represent me or anybody else. But we are quick, the media is quick to and push that button to quick to say, well, he belongs to that group and that's another hate crime and blah, blah, blah. When you chisel it down, it's that one person, you know. And yeah, there are people that are like that. And, you know, we have to call that out when we can. But the world really isn't all that bad. It's just, and I'm going to tell you something. I love the people I'm with.
Right.
The people I know aren't like that. The world is not like that, but we're hearing that it is because of that small 1%.
Yeah.
And you know, in social media, that 1% controls the outrage. You know that, right?
You were the very first person to, and I'm serious about this, you were the very first person to talk about social media being poison. Before anybody else, you were on it. Before, yeah. In fact, then you divorced yourself, you got off all the sites,
yeah.
And you're not even on any of them. You saw it before it actually happened.
I did, and it's gotten worse. You know, we went to a volleyball tournament with my daughter plays, and during the breaks, guess what the kids are doing?
They're on the phone.
They're on the floor.
Yeah, you showed me that picture.
I had to take it. There's 12 girls huddled and they're with their backpacks. They're not talking to anybody.
Right.
They're huddled and hunched over with their phones in their face.
Yep.
No one's talking. We've lost the art of conversation. We don't know how to communicate. Our socialization skills are gone. We're not teaching it in school either.
Right.
You know, and that's another subject of mine. I don't even think we should have a school board. I think there should be a parent board. You know, parents know the kids way more than strangers.
Right.
You know, they know what they're reading and what they shouldn't be reading. If they can't even define what pornography is, right, then they got to go. You know, it's just we've lost our way with core values. We have to stick to what we believe. There is a right and wrong. There's no debate for right and wrong. I mean, but we somehow blame everybody else, and we can't even decide on what a man or a woman is anymore. To me, growing up was, no, I know what that is. And then this you know, this guy in the locker room, it's that's a guy, and winning all the medals away from the girls who work so hard.
Terrible.
That's common sense stuff.
Right.
Shouldn't even be a debate. There shouldn't even be a debate. No, that's wrong.
Right.
Can't do it. Yeah, sorry.
100%.
You know, but you'll get people, you know, who, you know, who haven't woken up,
right,
that, you know, are saying, well, maybe, you know, and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's where we've drifted off to sea.
Right.
You know, and boy, when you drift off to sea without a compass, you know what happens.
Tom Cantone is our guest. And as we're talking about social media, it's funny, I'm getting a lot of social media kudos for you. GS is writing, I love this guy. He's tremendous. He's spot on. Doug writes into us. He says his daughter worked at Mohegan Sun and as an intern and said, you were spectacular and the place was spectacular. So kudos. That's just a couple of the many that are coming in. So as always, Tom, well done. But we're unfortunately out of time, but it's always a pleasure to get your opinion, in particular on this subject where you're so passionate, social media and the demise in some cases of this younger generation being unable to communicate with each other, which is a very, very sad thing. So again, Tom Cantone on his way now. Out he goes to the final Tony Orlando concert ever, right down the street from where I am right now. All right, Wayne Allen Root will be here after the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie on Fridays. I get a chance to hang out with you for the first hour as Wayne gets all loosey-goosey and ready to rock and roll. We'll take a short break. We'll come right back. Keep it right here. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its head-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
War now.
You- USA News update. Russian news agencies have reported that a terror attack occurred at a popular Moscow concert venue, resulting in the deaths of at least 40 people and injuring another 100. The attack took place as an evening event was underway, with five gunmen entering Crocus City Hall on the western side of Moscow. They began shooting randomly in the lobby and auditorium before setting the building on fire. The University of Missouri student who went missing has been discovered in a Nashville river. Authorities confirmed Friday morning that the body found on the Cumberland River is indeed Riley Strains. The 22-year-old had last been seen March 8th when he was escorted out of Luke Bryan's downtown Nashville bar. Police say there were no signs of foul play or trauma on the body. A Gaza ceasefire resolution that was backed by the United States has been rejected following a vote at the UN Security Council on Friday. Both Russia and China opposed the resolution. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Yeah.
USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. Of course, Wayne will be here after the top of the hour. One of my favorite guests, 40 years of military excellence. This is a guy who was at the Pentagon when it was attacked on 9/11, helping folks, rescuing people. And he's been with us just about every single week on my morning show here in Connecticut, and we love to bring him on to talk about all things, not only political, but military, of course, and that's Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. You can find out more about Stephen at sbucci on Twitter, of course, heritage.org. Stephen, so much here to talk about. I don't even know where to begin. I did want to ask you this one question, because I'm torn on this one. What's your take on banning TikTok?
I have a hard time with banning any outlet. I think that's, you know, hindering free speech bothers me. However, this particular outlet is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party. We have technical proof that they are using this app to gather up scads of information on anybody that even watches TikTok videos. Even if you don't have the app, they can still, if you go on and watch a video, they can start harvesting your info. There's clearly a motive to this app and this company that's not just making money, which, you know, I give them credit. Go out and make money, man. But this is a governmental intel collecting site. And anybody who doesn't think that's true is loony and very naive. So in given that special circumstance, yes, I think we should ban TikTok or find a way to pry it away from the Chinese government, which, frankly, I don't think we're going to be able to do.
So if we're banning TikTok, do we ban Instagram and Facebook and Twitter?
Well, they're doing it, you know, their commercial companies doing it for commercial purposes. To my knowledge, those sites do not just, you know, they're not just working for the government. They may collude with the government periodically. We have some evidence of that. But we've kind of pulled back the kimono open. The one with the Chinese, people don't really understand how much the Chinese are getting from it. And as much as I don't like Mr. Zuckerberg and people like that, they're not the communist government of China. So there is a fundamental difference there.
Social media, Stephen, has become the new town square. And the Supreme Court tosses the ruling on public officials and social media blockings, where if you're an actual public official, you in some cases do have the right either to delete or block somebody who even is one of your constituents because they're going overboard and saying some nasty things. Any thoughts on some of that stuff, if you've read on that at all?
I think that if you're a government official, you have put yourself out there in the public square. If something is that over the top, you should report it to the law enforcement people and let them look into it. You know, if they're threatening you or threatening your family, that's a crime. Report it to the police. Let the police deal with it. But just blocking somebody because you don't like what they're saying or because they're, you know, saying not nice things about you.
Right.
If it's not a direct threat, then you know what? You got to suck it up. You've signed up to be in a public space. You're supposed to represent all sorts of constituents, even the ones you think are nutty.
What about the thoughts, because I know it's happened to me a couple of different times, get your opinion on this, where people assume your identity, create an account, maybe one letter off, use your likeness, and then post as you things you would never say. What's the protection against that? What do we do there?
I think you should call them out. You should, reveal to people that that's a false outlet, and you should report it to whatever platform you're on. Say, look, this guy is trying to portray themselves to be me.
Right.
What can you do about it? And let the rules of that particular site or platform go into effect. But, yeah, I mean, that's not necessarily, I mean, it's riding the line of being against the law. law, but it's not full up, what is it, you know, it's not an obvious crime,
right,
is all I can say.
Very frustrating, though, I can tell you that.
Yeah, so sometimes you got to suck it up. You know, call them out, point it to people, say, hey, watch out for this Twitter handle, it's not me, and try and get it out there. But, yeah, our freedoms leave room for bad guys, independent bad guys, to do stuff that's a pain in the neck.
All right, one more on this. What happens when these AI deep fakes can actually create a video, a lifelike video, complete with audio, and it shows you saying something that you would never say? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that capability's been out there for a while. It's just more readily available now and better than it's ever been before. And it's scary.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even if they put something up and it's, you know, it's Lee Elsie saying he's suddenly seen the light and now loves Joe Biden like a brother.
Love him.
That, you know, once that video is out there of your face saying that and that with your voice, it doesn't matter how many times you say, hey, that was fake.
Yep.
A lot of the people that have seen it are going to believe it. And right now, that is a sort of a limbo in law enforcement and probably legal areas that they're still scratching their heads trying to figure out. I don't think that should be allowed, but it's going to be tough to monitor it in anything like a timely manner.
Right. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, 40-plus years of military excellence, working again with the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, S. Bucci on Twitter. So I guess Haiti now has resorted to cannibalism to scare everybody down there. The gangs are going crazy. How does this affect the United States, Stephen?
Well, it affects the United States in that we do have American citizens living there. Some of them are, you know, dual citizenship people, Haitians who have at some point also become American citizens. Others are people that work there or are missionaries there. It's dangerous as heck. I mean, it's pretty much an ungoverned space right now. And, you know, the cannibalism, I don't know how real that is or not, but, yeah, it's scary as heck. But, you know, they've got voodoo. They've got all sorts of strange cult-like things down there that should make people pause. I mean, to be frank, I wouldn't go on vacation to Haiti anytime soon, and I don't think anybody else should unless you really think somebody's calling you to do it, and it better be somebody with a real higher power before you say yes.
All right, switching from that, SpaceX and the U.S. are developing low-orbit spy satellites to deploy in swarms. The U.S. is also developing drone swarms. China's working on the same. Will the future of warfare be a Star Wars-ish type of activity in low space, Stephen?
It will be more Star Wars-like. I don't know if we'll get to the point of being Star Wars-ish to the way some of us think now. But, yeah, those kind of capabilities are going to continue to develop. They're going to get better and better. They're not that expensive, relatively speaking. Low Earth orbiting satellites are a lot cheaper to make and deploy than, you know, big ones up in space that cover massive amounts of the planet at one time. And by doing the swarm concept, you get a less capable individual platform, but when it's linked with all of its little brothers and sisters, then it has a lot of capability. You can do that now with computers. You know, they can emulate supercomputers with racks and racks of you know, more normal computers, and that's what AI is based on. You know, they don't have supercomputers to do AI. They have massive racks of other computers doing that stuff in either in the atmosphere with drones or outside the atmosphere in low Earth orbit. With small satellites, it's a multiplication capability, and it's happening. So we need to be used to it. We need to be on the front edge of it. and we need to be thinking of ways to counter it when the other guys use it.
I did see a Biden's budget neglects the military. His, I guess, the latest proposed budget, vastly inadequate Defense Department budget. His proposal for 2025 is a mere 1% increase from this year's agreed level, and considering the cost of inflation, that's actually less military, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, I look, I'm not one of these people that thinks the solution is just open the windows of heaven to the military, give them everything they want, because the military's got a huge appetite for spending money, and we don't always do it well. We do it, you know, pretty sloppily sometimes. But we do need to fund the military sufficiently to upgrade equipment, to keep equipment from becoming, you know, not cutting edge or anything less than cutting edge. And you got to have enough to be able to recruit good troops to come in. And right now we're way below that cut line. And, people would think, oh, it's not a problem. We spend more money than everybody else. Yeah, we all have more responsibilities and more ground to cover than anybody else. There's a reason we spend more. And to cavalierly say, oh, well, it's better to go to, you know, social programs. Okay, if it's the right social program, maybe. But there's a lot of social programs that are...
Well, let me jump in. I'll say it for you. There are a lot of social programs that are just not worth the paper that they're printed on. We got to go, Stephen. The music's playing. We're out of time. Thank you, as always. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Alaroot, I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all 3 products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my dog, Bubba. He's almost as big as me, almost as tall as me, but he's like my baby. If you love your pets as much as I do, then listen up. The most important thing we can do for our pets is to help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of your pets. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies performed on this product from the top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets can benefit from this natural supplement. Dogs, cats, horses, and more. It's extremely safe. It doesn't interact with medications. Pets can't overdose or get addicted, and there are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wayne Root fans right now at PC247Health.com. Wouldn't you do anything for your pet? I know I would. I love my Bubba. I do more for Bubba than I would for myself. Go now to PC247Health.com. PC247Health.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Alaroot sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them War sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hey, pet parents, with Progressive's collision. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. It's a new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than the $90 they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, scoreblue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only scoreblue.com. I thought all generic Viagra pills were the same, but it's turns out there are two kinds, the cheap, lower-level, weak and ineffective generic Viagra that you see sold online, and the authorized generic Viagra made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula. It's the exact same everything except the price. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to scoreblue.com, enter promo code WAR at checkout, and get 20% off your first order, scoreblue.com.
Right, welcome back, USA Audio Network. We're going to jump right into it. Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman, CIA agent, is with us here in the studio. And he wants to get into the details in a limited amount of time about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. The generals were up testifying on that, the accelerated withdrawal. So, Rob, tell us about that from your perspective.
That accelerated withdrawal would likely lead to the general collapse of the Afghan security forces, okay? Mm-hmm. That would be what the police and the military and the Afghan government, that would be the big shots,
right,
the president and all of his buddies, resulting in a large-scale civil war reminiscent of the 1990s, or a complete Taliban takeover. That's pretty straightforward from the general.
Yeah.
So so he laid it out.
Yeah.
And then the retired general said Biden overruled his advice to keep several hundred troops in Afghanistan, claiming he was sticking to a plan set in motion by his predecessor, Donald Trump.
Okay.
So, Lee, all this time, when we have been blaming poor little Joe Biden,
not his fault,
as commander-in-chief, being responsible for what happened in Afghanistan while he was commander-in-chief,
right,
while the generals were doing what he told them to do, it was the other guy.
Yeah,
it was Trump's fault.
Yeah, the predecessor.
It was Trump's fault.
Yeah.
And it was Trump's fault, Lee, because Trump had an agreement called the Doha Agreement, where he set certain conditions that were necessary if we were going to reduce our presence. And those conditions were agreed upon.
Mm.
And there was an assumption that Trump had that he would remain in office to implement that agreement.
Okay.
How'd that work out?
No.
No, he didn't. No, he lost.
He lost.
Well, he lost.
Some people think he lost.
Well, he said he didn't lose.
Yeah.
But he lost.
I guess, yeah.
That was the final.
That was the
final
result
is,
the decision was,
you lose, get off the field.
Right.
The referee said, it's all, game over,
that's right.
Go home.
Correct.
And so he went home, but he still was making a lot of noise.
Apparently.
But the amazing thing is, even though he was no longer the commander-in-chief, he was responsible for the most significant military retreat in my lifetime.
Right.
Worse than Vietnam.
Right.
Worse than Vietnam. And now suddenly it was no longer Joe Biden, the commander-in-chief, as he is, and Obama used to say. It's that guy's fault.
Yeah.
So the thing I don't understand is, with regard to this agreement, that he inked this agreement with the Taliban, with a lot of conditions to it. And those, you know, those conditions are pretty important when you think about it. In spite of all of that, he's to blame. And yet the general, Biden's general, says that he was not, General Milley, was not in favor of a unilateral withdrawal of U.S. forces because of my assessment of the associated costs and risks of doing so without a permanent ceasefire,
right.
Not a temporary ceasefire, and without a power-sharing agreement between the Taliban and the Afghan government. Okay, well, that's kind of sounds like what Trump was doing.
Right.
But Trump was gone. Now Biden's in charge. So Biden said, "Nope, get out. Get out by September 11th."
Why that?
Why would you pick your withdrawal date as the date of the greatest victory of the Al-Qaeda, Taliban, ISIS, Muslim forces?
Yeah, interesting.
Why would you pick their greatest victory?
Coincidence?
I don't think so. But why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why would Abe Lincoln say, look, we won Gettysburg, and it looks like we're going to win the war, but I'm going to set the date to sign the papers on the Battle of Bull Run, which we lost? Why would you do that, Abe?
You wouldn't do it.
Well, you wouldn't do that.
No.
You would want to do it somewhere in the South.
Probably.
You wouldn't want to do it up north.
Probably.
It might be a sign of weakness.
Yeah.
So he picks this date, and this date is really important.
Of course it is.
It's a really important date. Because people in Afghanistan now understand that the American commander-in-chief has picked September 11th as the drop-dead date for American forces to leave.
Mm.
Your commercial flight out of Kabul's main airport has been canceled.
Now what do I do?
And it was canceled on what date?
Let me see.
When was it canceled? September 10th?
No, sir, it was canceled August 15th. So to sum all this up, because we're going to run out of time, according to the colonel, all these folks who helped us were left holding the bag. We scattered, we left, we basically left our allies to die, and a lot of them did die, and it's very, very sad. Colonel, thank you very much. I'm sorry. I wish you could go on a little bit longer, but we are completely out of time. We got to run. I got to run. Wayne is up and ready to rock and roll, and he is in the green room, ladies and gentlemen, ready to deliver a couple hours of stellar broadcasting on the USA Audio Network. Until next time, see ya.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.